Now, supposing I'm Dan Mitrione in your class, how do I teach you torture? We teach ourselves vigorously that we're the good guys of the world. We teach ourselves that hideous things are done to other people by Aryan Gestapo maniacs, by Slavic KGB monsters, by sadistic Vietnamese colonels in the missing in action films. And the truth is, people do hideous things to other people. Red-blooded Americans do hideous things to other people. If the society, supported by the rest of the world, accepts the rationalizations, rationalizes that it's necessary, even that it's noble, it's national security. You see, Dan Mitrione was not a raving psychopath. He was a devout Catholic, a devoted family man, father of four, a pillar of his embassy community. And yet he had devoted his life to refining the techniques of torture and experimenting with them because our society and our government and our Congress and our president had said this was a noble thing to do. And
Sort of coming to terms with myself in a lot of ways, like just confronting myself.
Boredom is the only real cause of diminution of work. If you are a mental worker, it is seldom the amount of work you do that makes you tired. For example, be tired. You may be tired by the amount of work you do. Wait a second. Too much mental work here. You may be tired by the amount of work you do not do. For example, remember the day last week when you were constantly interrupted, no letters answered, appointments broken, trouble here and there. Everything went wrong that day. You accomplished nothing, whatever. Yet you went home exhausted and with a splitting head. A splitting head. Hair gel could cure that, but there's another answer as well. The next day, everything clicked at the office. You accomplished 40 times more than you did the previous day. Yet you went home fresh as snowy white gardenia. You have had that experience. So have I. The lesson to be learned? Just this. Our fatigue is often caused not by work, but by worry, frustration, and resentment.
No matter who you vote for, the US and IMF always get in. The US was more than likely implicated. U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency officials arranged the murder of an RCMP agent in Thailand on February 20th because he knew too much. The truth is that the so-called, quote, war on drugs is really a war on rebellious youth and the underclass, and that middle-class public opinion is quite willing to support it on this basis. Has proved without a doubt that it is not the center of higher learning that it pretends to be, but in fact a military installation.
But of history now is an endless labyrinth of bad jokes.
The United States needs an intelligence service, but an intelligence service that will keep the peace and not wage war, as they have been using the CIA to do in Central America all through the Reagan administration.